Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, beauty, go.
Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Now, you know what the best-selling whiskey in America is?
Yeah, I like that.
Hold on a second. Okay, God fucking damn it. Why was I not fucking recording? I know why I was not fucking recording is because we were talking about fucking damn it.
Stand no problem. By. It's only been, you know how long it's been? 5 minutes. Big deal.
All right. All right. You're catching this conversation mid-talk because I didn't hit record. Charge didn't get to hear the song. It doesn't matter. We're here. Let's get to the fucking fantasy, shall we, Charge? GuillotineLeagues.com. Make sure to get your Guillotine League set up, whether it's with your friends, coworkers, family, or just anyone you want. Get in the public leagues as well. Private leagues are now absolutely free, so go to GuillotineLeagues.com and enjoy. We've got to get our whiskey league stood up, and I think I'm going to put up as my whiskey Southern Comfort. That should really excite people, especially you, Charge, since you're a big fan of the very sweet Southern whiskey, which is only 60 proof, by the way.
What? That's not even legal whiskey.
Well, it's it goes as low as 60 proof, but it's typically 70. There's 100 proof, you know, extra, you know, punch one, but yeah. You hate Southern Comfort because you're more of a traditionalist. I'm not going to put that
up. I am.
The guideline for our whiskey league is a bottle that is plus or minus $100, close to, one way or the other. That's our guide, right?
At $100, that's a pretty good bottle. And, you know, at that point, you're pretty happy to get 17 of them. If I got 17 bottles of Southern Comfort and its ilk, that's a penalty. I got to do something. I got to drain 17 bottles and go recycle the empties.
You get a bottle of Screwball. You'd get a bottle of Captain Morgan rum. You'd get a bottle of Crown Royal apple. You get a bottle of Jack Daniel's honey with the bee on it. It's like,
my dad loves that. Now, you know the best-selling whiskey in America is?
Jack Daniel's.
Fireball.
Oh, right. And do you know that not all Fireball is actual whiskey?
Correct. It's not. It does not meet whatever standard for whiskey. Which, well, by the way, I think 80 proof is one of the standards, and it might not meet that. It is. I think only whiskey in the loosest of phrase. Do they have to spell it differently? Like, you know, the can of easy cheese and it's spelled C-H-E-E-Z because legally they can't spell it C-H-E-E-S-E. I think it's like that for whiskey. For Fireball, I think it's got to be a whiskey-like substance or a W-H-I-S-K-I-E or something like that.
Okay, here's the difference, according to the website gearpatrol.com, is Fireball whiskey. There's actually two different products marketed as Fireball. The flagship product, and one you'll find all over the brand's website, is Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. It's 33% ABV, 66 proof liqueur, made with a mix of Canadian whiskey, sweeteners, and natural cinnamon flavoring. But is it whiskey? Well, no, not really. Technically speaking, once you add sugar to a spirit and lower its ABV, it becomes liqueur rather than a spirit. There is another one, Fireball Cinnamon, which is sold in a nearly identical bottle, but the product inside is not at all whiskey to begin with. It's a malt liquor flavored.
No, jeez.
With sweeteners and natural whiskey flavor, along with other natural flavors. It's half as strong as cinnamon whiskey, rating at just 33 proof.
Oh, geez. I can drink that like water. That's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the Fireball created Fireball Cinnamon so they could sell their product in more places. Laws dictating alcohol sales vary greatly by state, and many areas allow for sales of beer and wine in more states than hard liquors like whiskey. This is why you'll see the Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, which is a weak little 33 proof, at the checkout counter in Virginia at 7-Elevens, because it'll barely get you drunk. But hey, good for teenagers and, you know, white chicks in college.
We have one of the all-time dumb, and we're the only state that has this anymore. We have one of the all-time dumb liquor laws in Minnesota. And bear in mind, we've only been able to buy liquor on Sunday here for about 5 years. That we only recently
really?
Got
that. I didn't know Minnesota was such a Bible-banging state.
I know. When did that happen?
And right, then, exactly.
And the backstory in that, as it turns out, is so antithetical to what you would believe, Zane. So, because back originally, we didn't sell alcohol on Sunday for religious reasons. But then later, the group lobbying to stop liquor sales after that was the liquor stores.
Which
you would never have guessed, right? You're like, you would think they would want to be open more. They don't. Just like car dealerships don't want to be open on Sunday either. They want days off. You know, mom and pop liquor stores do not want to have to man the store 7 days a week. And meanwhile, you know, like behemoths, like Total Wine, they're like, bring it on, baby. We want sales every day.
So
we actually had to fight that. Okay, but that's not the dumbest liquor law that we've got here in Minnesota. Here, if you want to sell alcohol in a convenience store or a grocery store, you have to be under 4% alcohol. So your beer has to be, we have to have 3.2 or less. You have to have 3.2% beer or less. So we have all these brands that bottle beer two ways. They got the 3.2% and then they got the, you know, like the regular 5% or 6%.
Yeah. And you know what? In states like Texas, this blew me away. They have beer on ice in tubs in the middle of the day, like 10 a.m. I go into a convenience store in Houston when I was down there for the Super Bowl. I'm like, look at this. There's already beer on ice. Like they're expecting people to just grab one. Crack it open.
Right.
Drive
there.
On down the road. Yeehaw, Texas.
Now, what you can do is you could crack it right there in the store, chug it in the store, take your
and just
empty
pay for the
up
empty
to the
bottle.
Counter, pay for it right there, and it's a and jump in your car, and it's a totally legal move.
I know. Everything is different for sure. Do you know about, speaking of things that are sweet and beverages, did you see the Lane Kiffin clip of him at his press conference pretty much nuking his own sponsor, Coca-Cola?
No.
So there's
when did that happen?
So there's an awkward pause with the reporters at the end of his presser, And Coca-Cola sponsors it. So there's a bottle of Coca-Cola sitting on the podium, which is what Nick Saban has had for years at Alabama. It goes back to the days of Bear Bryant, where Bear Bryant would be sponsored by Coca-Cola and some chip company. And they'd put the products right there on the podium. You can go to YouTube, see these old clips of Bear Bryant. It's hilarious, right? So end of the press room, he's like looking at the Coke bottle. He goes, does anyone drink Coke? He grabs the bottle and he says, wow, 135% of your daily recommended sugar in one bottle. He goes, wow, 65 grams of sugar in one bottle. Wow, that's a lot right there. And he's just bagging on it. And I'm thinking, man, I bet the AD is like, look here. Okay, asshole, you think you're flying high right now because you got Ole Miss on a little bit of a heater. But we know you got fired in Oakland for a reason. We know you got left on the tarmac in USC for a reason. Don't push your fucking luck, all right, lame kittens?
God, how can you not? You know, he's been around enough to know how valuable these sponsors are.
He doesn't give a shit.
And what the repercussions are going to be. I mean, that sponsorship, that Coke sponsorship is paying a lot of salaries, right? And a group of people busted their ass to make that sponsorship. You know how this works. You're in radio.
Right.
You know,
unless you have
to tread lightly on your sponsors.
Unless it doesn't matter. It might just be that Coca-Cola and their executives laughed their ass off and that Ole Miss said whatever because they're in the deep south. They know that ain't nobody going to cut their Coca-Cola consumption just because a head coach pointed out it's got a lot of sugar in it. There's something called Mountain Dew mouth. Have you ever heard of Mountain Dew mouth?
No. What the hell's Mountain Dew mouth?
Okay. I'll send you a clip. It's from this movie called The Sugar Film. It's about an Australian nutritionist researcher who changes his diet to the American diet. And, you know, with all the added sugars and processed stuff and what it did to his body. And he investigated the origins of Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew was a concoction meant for Appalachia as a cheap and super sugary and super addictive drink. And they feed it to babies in Appalachia. Yeah, I'm telling you. And so they show these kids who are 15 years old that have all their teeth rotted out.
No.
Yes. Look it up. Mountain Dew mouth in parts of Appalachia still is the case. So I don't think they're going to lose any money because of that.
Now, my understanding is in the South, you order a Coke, quote, Coke, no matter what soda you want, you just say Coke. And somehow then there's like a follow up, like, you know, I would like a Coke. Well, what kind of Coke? Oh, I mean Mountain Dew. Or something like that. That's what I'm
really?
Told anyway, is that Coke just means like soda or pop.
Yeah, that could be the case. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. All right, let's start in with fantasy. How are things going? GuillotineLeagues.com. I got to get our whiskey league set up and organized. Make sure all the right people are invited. Got to set a date for our fantasy draft. That's going to be a bit of a headache. I'll figure it out, though. Don't worry about it. The new website looks great for Guillotine Thank Leagues. You. Organize for your family, your coworkers, your friends, your enemies. Get an enemies league. They're always fun, you know, where you hate people. And play Guillotine League fantasy football. It's awesome. That said, what the fuck is with Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals?
Well, I think he's playing this perfectly. If people don't know, he has a contract impasse. He would like to be one of the new, you know, $100 million wide receivers.
Right.
And, you know, I can't blame him. But unlike some, he's in camp. He's just not practicing.
He's a hold in, as they say, a hold in.
Smart. It's smart. Zabe, I think it's brilliant because now they can't fine you the whatever $50,000 a day. That the CBA allows teams to fine you. They can't do that because he's there. And, you know, who's going to tell him, well, you have to practice? I mean, who's going to make me would be the answer.
I guess they could maybe. I mean, what if they say you got to practice? The doctors say there's nothing wrong with you. And he's like, yeah, nah. Couldn't they suspend him for conduct detrimental? They wouldn't want to do that. You don't want to get on that antagonistic footing with one of your star players. But at the same time, when you pay your kicker as much money as they did, you know the wide receiver's like, shit, I know you got that money back there somewhere. Right?
They did pay their kicker. He's handsomely compensated for his position.
I love Money Mac. Money Mac is good. He's probably the third best kicker in the league, but he's really good. Big leg, Money Mac. But yeah, I know it's kicker money too, so it's not that much. Look, I don't disagree that it's a good strategy, I suppose. But with him and CeeDee Lamb and with Brandon Ayuk, I'm kind of up to here, Church. With these diva wide receivers, you know, they're making more in college all the time. CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, and company, they weren't anything. You know, they came in the NFL 5 minutes ago in the big scheme of things. There'll be more of them coming.
Well, okay, but these are special players. You're talking about two.
No, they're not.
No, these guys are. You're talking about two of the five best receivers in football.
I don't think any of the receivers now are so-called special. I think the game and the passing game has been liberalized to the point where there are no Jerry Rices that stand head and shoulders above every other receiver. There is a bunch of really good receivers that when they got a trigger man that can get it to them, they're going to cook. That's what I believe. Now, maybe I'm wrong. So you tell me who is in the cut above wide receiver and how many are on your top shelf? Tyreek?
Justin Jefferson is awesome.
Justin Jefferson, Tyreek.
The catch that we broke down in excruciating detail against the Bills 2 years ago.
Listen, I'm not going to argue. I want to know who's on your top shelf. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill. Who else?
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase.
Those are the guys going
in fantasy drafts. That's it? Four guys. Four?
I lost you for a second.
That's right. So four guys, Charge?
Hang on. I'm going to pull up my fantasy rankings, which are perfect for this exact case right here.
Okay, but fantasy is a product of production and systems and quarterbacks. It doesn't mean the guys at the end of the production train, wide receivers, are necessarily difference makers that are a cut above. Because right now, Dontavion Wicks, a fifth rounder from UVA for the Packers, is going to be a breakout star this year in the NFL. You watch. He's got it. And they've figured it out. They're like, this dude is it. He is going to explode this year. Mark my words. Mark the tape, everybody.
All right. So I think there's another tier of fantastic receivers out there. Amon-Ra St. Brown, AJ in Detroit. And he's great. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He is great.
Brown
and where was he drafted?
Where was he drafted?
Doesn't matter. Where
yes,
he
it
was
does.
Doesn't mean he's good or bad. The draft position doesn't make somebody good or bad. What does that have to do with anything?
Amon-Ra St. Brown famously on Hard Knocks had memorized every receiver taken ahead of him. It was like seven or eight guys, yes. Right?
No, it was like 17 guys.
17 Sam. Guys. That's my point, Charge, is that he's not special. He's really good, but he's not special. Here's why he's not special. He was drafted 17th of all wide receivers.
Say, that has nothing to do with it. Stephon Diggs was drafted in the fifth round. He's had an amazing career.
Right.
The draft position.
You
has
can
nothing
find
to do with
special
it.
Guys in the fifth round, which means they're not special. They're just accurately identified.
This is one of your most ludicrous takes of all time.
No, my point is that the landscape of wideouts is flat more than it is one where there's one or two guys who are clearly better. The Jerry Rice phenomenon. It's going to get harder and harder to figure out which wideouts belong in the Hall of Fame because they're all really good. And the game is skewed towards passing. That's my point, Charge. I'm not saying these guys are not good. They're really good. They're sick athletes. And I love watching them play. But I believe that they're becoming more of a, we'll get another one next year out of the draft.
Well, okay, I would say. Tell that to the San Diego Chargers, who put a first-rounder into Quentin Johnston and got 17 catches.
Right. He can't catch a cold in the rain, but maybe
Correct.
He'll come around. You know, who knows?
Look, you're right that the game has made it easier to pile up big stats for wide receivers. That's 100% fact. But that doesn't mean that automatically the players who are piling up good stats aren't amazing athletes and tremendously good at their skills, because many of them are. That's, I think it's a false equivalency.
Okay, fair enough. The Chiefs said, we'll trade away our best guy in Tyreek Hill, and they didn't blink. They kept on winning.
Mahomes in spite of his absence.
I know. Mahomes is so good, he won a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney, that ball-dropping dingbat. Like, that was a handicap. That was almost like a challenge from Andy Reid. Like, all right, let's see if this will slow you down. This guy doesn't even catch the fucking ball when you throw it to him. Oh, shit, he won the Super Bowl again. All right, well. And I guess
But they went out and they put a first rounder into wide receiver, Xavier Worthy.
Right.
So
first. And those guys are so much cheaper than paying a guy like Jamar Chase. Xavier Worthy, from early looks, I don't know what you're seeing, looks pretty sweet.
He's very fast. But you know what? Here's the thing. And by the way, the fantasy world sees him catch two long bombs from Patrick Mahomes last weekend, and now his average draft position vaulted up two rounds from the seventh round to the fifth round. And here's the thing. He set the all-time combine speed record. And track stars almost never pan out in the NFL, Zabe. John Ross, Darius Haywood Bust, Marquez Valdez Scantling.
Right.
These track stars turn wide receiver almost never pan out.
Yeah. Although, you got to say define track star. When did they give up track? Most of these wide receivers ran track at some point in high school just because it was fun to do. Tyreek ran track. Tyreek wants to race, what's his name, from the Olympics, because he's running his mouth.
Usain Bolt.
He wants to race somebody in the 200. Who was the who is the current guy? Noah Lyles. He wants to race Noah Lyles.
Oh, well, good luck. I'd like to see that race, actually.
I'd like to see that race. Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be fun. Hey, okay. Speaking of receivers, can I tell you something that we did with Justin Jefferson here in Minnesota? For the our preseason game, 8 days ago, they mic'd up Justin Jefferson for the entire third quarter, and they were interacting with him for the whole third quarter. So he's live on air with the call. Paul Allen's doing the TV and radio call simultaneously. And Justin Jefferson is mic'd up for the whole thing. So he's commenting on the plays. He's yelling and screaming when they score touchdowns. It was awesome. Awesome. And Jefferson came across as
the reputation of him is very, very positive here in Minnesota and inside the organization. He came across very, very well during it, and it was a blast to listen to.
That's really cool. I'll have to check that out. I'm also going to have to check out how he's feeling once he's had 7 weeks of Sam fucking Darnold. Then his overall mood might sour just a bit.
Well, keep in mind, in that game, J.J. McCarthy was still healthy. And so when McCarthy was slinging his two deep touchdown passes, he was going berserk because that happened. It happened while he was mic'd up. And he was going berserk with J.J. McCarthy throwing those touchdowns because at the time we didn't know.
Right. Hey, real quick, as a just dawned on me aside, are you and I still Kirk jerks? Are we going to cape up for, defend, and root for Kirk Cousins now that he's in Atlanta?
I am.
Why? To reinforce your prior opinion, you don't want him turning into a complete bust because that'll look badly on you in retrospect. Also, him and his agent and the Falcons kind of fucked you guys with tampering.
They did tamper. And 100% tampered. And here's the stupid thing about the tampering. Even though we all know that the tampering happened, and this is, you know, this is, it's widely accepted, the Vikings don't get anything back in this deal. Even if the, and I think the Falcons did get some slap on the wrist of some kind.
Yeah.
Might have been a fine or something.
Right.
But the Vikings are the ones that are the aggrieved party here. They should get the opportunity to get something back out of that. And we don't get that. And I don't like it.
Yeah. I will always be Kirk positive. I'm not going to necessarily cape up for him. I think he's probably going to be meh in Atlanta when it's all said and done.
Can I give you my my
fifth round pick in the betting? Upcoming draft, and they'll pay a fine of $250,000 for the tampering. That's what it was.
Right. So shouldn't the Vikings get the fifth round pick?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes, they should. Right. Absolutely. While we're talking Falcons, let me give your listeners my betting advice because it relates to the Falcons. The Falcons, you can get them as the NFC's number one seed, which is not the same as saying they're going to be the best team in the NFC, but they'll be the number one seed at plus 750. Seven and a half to one. Money. Now, if you hate Kirk and you don't think Kirk's going to be any good, then fine, just don't make the bet. But if you do, if you think Kirk's going to be good, and remember, he was the NFL passing leader when he went down last year. He was on pace for a 5,000-yard season when he went down last year.
Right.
They acquired Matthew Judon. They've got the NFL's weakest division.
Yeah.
And the Falcons' strength of schedule is the easiest two different ways based on last year's winning percentage and this year's Vegas implied win total. They're going to mop up their division. They're going to go mop up a bunch of slappies out of division, and they may very well. Falcons have a real chance of getting into the 14-win range where they could be sitting on the number one seed at plus
750. 14 wins.
Yep.
Yeah, you are still a Kirk jerk. Okay, that's confirmed now. 14 wins. Nice. You must be loading up on that Southern Comfort. The 100-proof version. By the way, so you know the meme that's going around right now where it says, no one will remember how many hours you spent at the office. No one will remember that big deal you closed. What they will remember is, and then people are filling it with trivial things. What it's supposed to be is they'll remember the time spent with your family. That's what it's supposed to mean. But people are, the meme is people filling it with nonsense, trivial things. One of the ones I saw, which was classic, was no one will remember how many hours you spent in the office. They will remember how high you were on Kyle Pitts in 2021 and how high you were still on him in 2022. And why are you still on him in 2023? Is Kyle Pitts ever going to fucking amount to anything?
He will this year, in all probability. He has languished with some truly awful quarterback.
Absolutely. But if he doesn't pan out this year, assuming Kirk is good and what we expect, then it really is a dry hole. That he'll go down as one of the bigger tight end busts in NFL history because he came out of Florida all fucking world.
Oh God, yeah, I think he was taken right around 10th, right around the same area Brock Bowers went this year,
And, you know, the hype on Bowers is through the roof. I mean, it's, you know, he's the greatest prospect since Jeremy Shockey 20 years ago.
Right.
And maybe more. And
they're saying he's like a more fluid Gronk for Bowers. A more fluid, more athletic Gronk. Not as lurch-like. But, yeah, we'll see. Coming off a major knee injury. Okay. That said, hallelujah and also curses to DirecTV and Sunday Ticket. Or not DirecTV, but Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. The good part is that you can now pick your own quad box. Hallelujah! The fact that you couldn't do this before was so maddening. They figured out the technology, so that's great. The bad news is, if you don't already have YouTube TV, the cost of Sunday Ticket through the App Store on Apple is over $700.
No, oh, God.
Over $700. And remember, they're already plucking the best games of the week on Thursday night, on Sunday night, and on Monday night. So you're getting a light package to begin with. And there's blackouts at times you have to deal with. So it's a fucking mess. It's a ton of money. Now, the Sunday Ticket for us who subscribe to YouTube TV is only in the 400 range, which is still a fucking lot, but it's not as much as 700. Are you getting it, may I ask?
Well, of course. You know, I have an occupational necessity to have it.
Right, but you didn't. So, but you canceled something else at a protest. Oh, Peacock.
I canceled Peacock after they made me buy it for the playoff game. I canceled it in game. I started the game and then canceled it because, you know, it was going to, they already got me for the month, but out of protest.
Did it go dark? Did it go dark on you or?
A month later, 30 days later, it went dark on me, yes.
Do you think there was some technician going, sir, we got a problem here. The guy just subscribed and he's already canceled. We're only in the third quarter. What should we do about this account? Just let him go. He got us. Yep. What are you going to do?
Now, you're going to be tempted, Zabe, to give me single-handed credit for nagging YouTube TV into finally giving us the quad box. But I don't think it was only me, but I want the world to know that my week in and week out
haranguing,
moaning, bitching, haranguing, yes, on Twitter.
So you were on the front lines of this war, is what you're saying. You took bullets in this war. You were at the tip of the spear at this war. I will give you full credit. Charge, thank you very much. I think, but I'm not certain, that part of the reason that they didn't offer a make-your-own quad box right away is that they had to bake the quad box in their oven before delivering it to you, the customer. And so, therefore, they weren't sending as many individual streams to one YouTube TV browser or Roku TV stick. Know what I'm saying?
Yes. I think it was all technology based. I don't think they were purposely depriving us out of just wanton cruelty, although I wouldn't put it past anybody to do that, but I don't think they were. And I believe if I'm correct that they tested this on baseball first. And so I think they've worked out the kinks on baseball, and now they're going to apply it to football. Now, Zabe, do you know about the other big thing with this?
Hold on. What fucking nerd has four baseball games going on at once and is sitting there going,
That'd be fantasy nerds.
Well, this is great. I'll tell you why. This is great. I got all the baseball games I want. I got the Tampa Bay Rays against the Orioles here in the lower right. I also have the Phillies against Colorado, part of a 7-game road swing for them out west. That's in the upper right. On the left, I got the Yankees. Of course, got to have my Yankees on there. They're playing the Rangers right now. And then in the upper left, I'm just kind of flipping around, you know, seeing what's out there. I even got the Oakland A's on here as well. So you get against the Twins.
Nerds! Nicely done. Nerds! Nice. That's us. That is now you fantasy guys watch 300% more sports than our non-fantasy fans. Just, you know, if you're a Packer fan, whatever. This is what we do. This is, you know, we are the ones funding this is us. And
yeah,
that brings me to the other big innovation that you may not have noticed. You can now
link up your fantasy league to YouTube TV so it knows your players and will bring you on-demand plays featuring your players.
Wow. All right, then.
Yeah, baby.
I already see people on social media saying, start picking your quad boxes for the season already. They're like, okay, here's week one. What's your quad box, everyone? Give me your comments. And people are chiming in. They're already cooking up their own quads. Like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to have this, 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 and this, which is fantastic. I've also seen as punishment for last place every week in fantasy is that you should be forced to watch an entire game of all NFC South quad box games.
All you get are the Saints, baby. Right. Have fun, the Panthers.
Fantasy Football Weekly, get it on podcast. Best damn fantasy football show out there, and there are many cheap imitators. Charge is the best at doing that. Give me a quick two-minute synopsis of what's trending right now with drafts going on in fantasy, and then we'll be done tonight.
Running backs are being prioritized again. It wasn't that way for a long time, but it is now. We're seeing running backs moving into the first two rounds a lot. People can't stop themselves from taking running backs. The tight ends have slipped a lot this year because there's more good ones, because people think Kyle Pitts is going to be good and they think Brock Bowers are going to be good. So the depth of tight end has pushed their value down. Same with quarterbacks. In a lot of leagues, no quarterback or tight end going in the first three rounds of fantasy drafts.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting trends right there.
By the way, and speaking of cable channels, my new home, Fantasy Life, has their own cable channel on the LG network, which is available on LG TVs and on LGchannel.com or something like that. And I am on at least once a week, every Wednesday. I'm on every Wednesday, and I will be on every
You're
Monday.
You're a TV star. A low level, because LG is an appliance maker, you know, and they've got their own network now, the LG network.
That's right. That's right. They've all got their own fast channels now. This is ours. We're on this channel. At least, you know, you got to start somewhere, Zabe. We're starting on the LG channel.
LG Electronics, South Korean multinational major appliance and consumer electronics corporation, headquarters in Yeongdong, Seoul, South Korea. They make good products. I'm a fan of LG. In general,
you know, what LG stands for?
No.
If I remember correctly, it is Lucky Good.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it pronounced Lucky and Good. Yeah, Lakhui, LAK-HUI. That sounds like some real Spanglish or real, you know, where the Far East countries, Japan, Korea, tried to make English sounding phrases. Yeah, Lucky Good. Let's name our company Lucky Good. Hey, as long as it brings us fantasy winners, that's all we care about. GuillotineLeagues.com. Sign up yours today. Church, as always, my friend, a pleasure, and we'll talk next week.
Bye bye.
This is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.